This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The rapidly spreading monkeypox outbreak can be stopped, an official from the World Health Organization said on Tuesday. It comes after WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Saturday declared the spread of the virus to be a public health emergency of international concern, the organization's highest level of alert. Through this, WHO hopes to enhance the coordination and cooperation of countries and all stakeholders, as well as global solidarity, Dr. Rosamund Lewis, WHO technical lead on monkeypox, said.
We do at this moment still believe that this outbreak of monkeypox can be stopped with the right strategies in the right groups. But time is going by and we all need to pull together to make that happen. Because at the moment, the outbreak is still concentrated in groups of men who have sex with men in some countries, but that is not the case everywhere. It is really important to appreciate also that stigma and discrimination can be very damaging and as dangerous as any virus itself.
Dr. Lewis said that WHO had assessed the risk of monkeypox in the European region as high and at the global level as moderate. With other regions not as severely affected, the declaration of a public health emergency was necessary to ensure the outbreak was stopped as soon as possible, she added. This year, there have been more than 16,000 confirmed cases of monkeypox in more than 75 countries. Dr. Lewis said the real number was probably higher. Amid continuing hopes that the first shipments of stranded grain could leave Ukraine's Black Sea ports within days, 50 tons of different humanitarian supplies, initially destined for another hard-hit location, have been delivered to the severely affected government-controlled settlement of Stepnohursk. Due to the ongoing hostilities, UN and humanitarian partners have been unable to deliver any assistance to non-government-controlled areas since the start of the war. In this instance, the town of Polohi could not be reached. According to the humanitarian coordinator for Ukraine, Osnat Lubrani, medicine, food, blankets and supplies for children were delivered to Stepnohursk and will also be sent to the neighbouring town of Primorsk. About 5,000 people in urgent need will benefit from the items delivered. Ms. Lubrani called on all the parties to the conflict to allow life-saving aid to reach those most in need. The UN Stabilization Mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, MONUSCO, has strongly denounced an attack on its headquarters in Goma on Monday. Protesters stormed the UN base in the eastern Congolese city, demanding the departure of peacekeepers from the region. According to MONUSCO, the attack was carried out by a group of looters on the sidelines of the demonstration. Hundreds of people blocked roads before storming the mission in Goma, as well as a logistics base on the outskirts of the city. Protesters smashed windows and looted computers, furniture and other valuables from the headquarters. Acting head of the mission, Kashing Liang, called the violence not only unacceptable but completely counterproductive, calling for restraint. He pointed out that MONUSCO supports the Congolese authorities in protecting civilians against armed groups and in its efforts to restore state authority. Chaos and confusion or division will not make progress towards stabilisation and peace, he added. Over 120 armed groups roam the volatile region, and resurgent clashes between local troops and the M23 rebel group in eastern Congo have displaced thousands of people, with civilian massacres common. Katie Dartford, UN News.